The rake is a long-handled implement with teeth at one end and a person grinding teeth at the other. It comes in two primary incarnations. The garden rake is used to loosen or smooth the earth in preparation for annual planting, and the leaf rake is used to harvest the production of perennials we may or may not have planted. Leaves are the solar panels of trees. Absorbing the radiant energy of the sun and converting it into the chemical energy of food, the chlorophyll in leaves makes matter out of energy. During this process of photosynthesis, leaves fix carbon dioxide into solid forms of carbon, and they release the oxygen that animals need to convert the chemical energy of food into the heat energy that sustains life. If we were really paying attention to the productions of leaves, we might worship them instead of raking them. We tend to think that leaves change color in the fall because Jack Frost nips them, but it's really because the shorter days and cooler temperatures cause the green chlorophyll to disappear. Other pigments already present in the leaves produce the reds and yellows and oranges that we associate with autumn. Responding to the rotation of the earth and to the earth's rotation around the sun, plants dress seasonally, donning green leaves in spring and shifting to brighter colors just before the hibernation of winter. In the natural world, leaves fall in the fall because they still have work to do. Although Americans don't eat them, leaves are lean cuisine for other players in nature. Dead leaves litter the floor of the deciduous forest, providing food for the bacteria and funguses that free elements like potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus for other uses, including the nourishment of the trees themselves. Because they feed the primary producers that feed them, these decomposers are an essential element of the composition of creation. In the cycle of nature, they recycle natural resources. Some Americans practice this recycling by mulching their leaves. But in the unnatural world of American culture, leaves fall to the ground where they are raked and uncycled as we package them in big bags. Americans rake leaves not just for fun, but for practical reasons, since leaves cover the carpets we call lawns. To preserve our turf, to maintain our plot of artificial nature, we protect it from being smothered by leaves. Raking, therefore, is an exercise in utility. It is also exercise, period. The raking motion requires the coordination of arm and upper body muscles, while bagging often employs the muscles of the back. Both raking and bagging require a steady stance, although often, especially for power rakers, the legs are also employed. When a person like Dr. America rakes his leaves, he not only clears his lawn of obstructions, but he gets a workout, too. One that will prepare him for the even longer season of Minnesota snow shoveling. A rake, therefore, is an implement of appropriate technology in which renewable energy sources, in this case human calories, are employed to do the world's work. Of course, even in our calorie-conscious culture, the expenditure of human calories is not always valued, and so we have also invented a fossil-fueled implement called the leaf blower to substitute for the rake. The leaf blower, which weighs substantially more than a rake, uses an internal combustion engine to convert gasoline to explosive heat to power a vacuum cleaner in reverse that whisks light items like dust and leaves from one place to another. Some people just blow the leaves off their own property, but most people pile them and bag them. Bagged in paper or plastic, the leaves leave a person's property on the garbage truck, which transports them to places called dumps, where they are sealed beneath the surface of the earth. Decay in the dump is very slow, and in any case, the nutrients are lost in the subterranean trash pile. By raking, bagging, and dumping, Americans manage to convert leaves, which are worth their weight in nutrients, into waste. To the suburban resident, leaves are known as yard waste, but the real waste is that we don't leave leaves where they could do the most good. In this situation, it seems, many Americans work very hard to make the useful useless. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, wearing his thinking cap at a rakish angle.